A new law aims to crack down on a growing online threat known as sextortion. It's Tuesday, December 9th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, state lawmakers are considering a tax break to encourage nuclear energy. And a story from Eau Claire, where the city has had its hands full with a flock of aggressive turkeys. Stay with us.
At Wisconsin Public Radio, trust is earned every day with clear reporting, thoughtful stories, and programs that truly reflect Wisconsin. I'm proud to support this work, not just as board chair, but as someone who turns to WPR daily. It's public media that works for all of us. Join me in keeping it strong at WPR.org/together.
Hey, it's Alex here. And before we get to the news, I want to let you know that this podcast is listener supported. You can join more than 40,000 members who make Wisconsin News from WPR possible. We're thanking people who make donations of any amount during our year-end member drive, which is going on right now. We're thanking people with the WPR Suncatcher. Thanks for supporting this podcast and everything you value from WPR by giving at WPR.org/donate. Now on to the news. Governor Tony Evers has signed a law to criminalize sextortion in Wisconsin. As Anjabin Wagtendonk reports, rates of the crime are increasing.
Sextortion is when a perpetrator threatens to share intimate images of a victim unless they meet certain demands. The new law would make that a felony, and a perpetrator could be tried for murder if they're linked to a person's suicide. The law is called Braden's Law, named for a Wisconsin boy who died by suicide after becoming a victim. Emily Slifer is the policy director at Thorne, a nonprofit that promotes technology to defend children from sexual abuse online.
Sextortion represents one of the most urgent and kind of widespread online harms that we're seeing today.
Advocates encourage parents to have open conversations about this risk to help kids realize that they won't be punished if they tell a trusted adult what has happened to them. Anjabin Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A bill in the state legislature aims to incentivize the development of new nuclear power plants. Under the bill, new nuclear plants coming online in 2030 or later would be able to qualify for tax credits based on their energy generation. The bill would also create a tax credit for nuclear plants that are relicensed by federal regulators. The proposal cleared the Assembly's Energy and Utilities Committee on a 12-1 vote last month. Republican State Representative David Steffen chairs the committee. He says that bodes well for the bill's overall chances.
Whenever we can have 12 out of 13 members voting in favor at a committee level, that is a good sign for a bill making its way entirely through the system and becoming law.
Backers say more nuclear energy is needed to meet unexpected spikes in electricity demand from data center developments. Opponents include Citizens Utility Board, which has concerns with nuclear energy's costs. The Board of Regents has approved a proposal from UW-Madison to launch a new academic division for the first time in more than 40 years. As Corinne Hess reports, Chancellor Jennifer Mnuchin told WPR's Wisconsin Today that the new College of Computing and Artificial Intelligence will be a hub for the whole university when it opens in 2026.
Mnuchin says AI is touching everyone's lives and it's not going away. She says UW-Madison is assessing the skills students need in the future and the needs of business.
But the answer can't be to turn away from these important areas. There's just no question that every major industry is being touched by technology, and AI literacy and expertise are going to be essential for our economic sustainability and our future.
There are already 3,000 computer science majors at UW-Madison. The new college will include those students. The last time UW-Madison opened a new college was in 1983 with the School of Veterinary Medicine. Corinne Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
President Donald Trump announced a $12 billion bailout for farmers yesterday. Midwestern row crop farmers have been hit hard by Trump's trade wars. Tariffs boosted prices for fertilizer, farm machinery, and other supplies they have to buy. Retaliatory tariffs also cut export sales and dampened the prices of the crops they had to sell. Richard Oswald, who grows corn and soybeans in northwestern Missouri, says the bailout will help cover bills and loan payments, but will not make up for this year's losses.
They're attempting to replace profit with bailout money. It's not the same as having a good market and making a profit.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says it will distribute most of the bailout funds by March. Row crop farmers will get $11 billion, and specialty farmers will get the remaining $1 billion.
Wisconsin Public Radio stays connected with the whole state. Thanks to its network of 8 bureaus, with reporters on the ground across Wisconsin, WPR provides a news service that connects with issues that matter to your life. Stay in touch with WPR.
And finally, a pack of turkeys has repeatedly been attacking residents of Eau Claire this year. As Rich Kramer reports, the city is now working to relocate the troublesome toms.
In May, a resident sent WEAU-TV video of her being chased by two aggressive male turkeys near a walking trail along Eau Claire's north side.
I'm sorry!
Last month, a man told the station he was attacked by the same bullying birds. Eau Claire Community Services Director Lane Berg says the attacks have continued. He said the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources advises people to stand their ground, but that hasn't worked.
The gentleman that was on TV that got interviewed, he stood his ground and he actually kicked one of the turkeys in the head, and then it became more aggressive.
Berg says the city decided to contract with the U.S. Department of Agriculture to trap and relocate the turkeys after a scratch sent another person to the hospital in recent weeks. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And of course, we'll end with a quick check of your forecast. Mostly cloudy to start the day today, with highs getting into the 20s and 30s. A winter storm warning kicks into effect for northern Wisconsin later this afternoon. Much of the rest of the state under a winter weather advisory later this afternoon as well. Far southeastern Wisconsin, the only part of the state not seeing any advisories. Snow continues falling over most of Wisconsin overnight. 3 to 7 inches possible in the north, 1 to 2 inches possible in the south, and wind speeds start to pick up overnight as well. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Glad you could join us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. As always, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.